This is Date Night Behind the Screens.
That's your turn. So, Arug, you're up.
Well, you're down. On your back. Giving the lady Rhino some hugs.
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to keep giving her hugs, because it is kind of working. But they're also real close to each other. I should have looked when it wasn't my turn, but I want to look at something real quick.
Are you saying the girl from Ipanema?
Maybe. It seems like good elevator music.
I hate that song.
Where are the feats? I can never find the feats.
They're behind the equipment. After equipment. You're going before equipment. There you go. That's the right direction.
I'm going to keep giving her this nice hug.
While
I try to beat her in the face.
Don't stop hugging.
First, I'll let my army attack.
Hold on to that golden feeling.
Elk, moose. All right. They have to crit to hit her, though, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's no good. Advantage. Boar. 20 doesn't hit.
20 does not hit.
Weasel.
It's Wessel.
Wesselton!
My army just...
So, all these little woodland creatures keep trying to bite her and stomp her. They keep hitting all these metal plates and not getting through.
Yeah.
The weasel's kind of chewing on her horn.
I love how your accent's getting thicker.
I could have used my bonus to tell him to help me.
Will's just playing all the disadvantage versus advantage game.
Yes, I am. Over and over.
Well, I've got 6 disadvantages, but I've got 12 advantages now.
That's all.
So I'm still rolling 2 dice.
If it was the Beautiful Mind clip of what's going on in my head, it's just advantage crossed out, disadvantage crossed out in a big long line.
The real matter, antimatter situation we got going on here.
My stomach hurts.
Reckless.
Sure.
Son of a bitch. My highest on 4 rolls was an 8 plus 9, 17.
Nope. I mean, to be fair, you're already hugging her. It's kind of hard to, you know, attack with all that going on.
I'll go my bonus action, second wind.
All right.
That's also a 1.
Well, you got that back.
So I heal 7. All right. The rolls haven't been with me, but how far? I mean, could I get her? I guess I'll have to try that next time. Okay, that's it.
What do you want to try?
If I were to roll, could I, like, drag her away?
If you did, I would require a new contest. A new athletics check.
Because with the grapple, you can move somebody like half your speed, but I'm on the ground. That's half my speed to get up.
Mm.
So that would mean I could move her like 7 feet or something.
Yeah.
Can I do that? Can I roll her like away?
I'm going to say next turn. You can try.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
That's it then.
All right. It's going to be Malik's turn. He's going to keep on the gravy train and try to stab this woman to death. 18 plus things, plus 7, that's going to hit, good. Even with her reaction. Natural 20. This is the third goddamn natural 20 in a roll this fucker has rolled.
Well, when you get to roll 6 dice on a turn.
That's true.
It's bound to happen.
And then his offhand, both of those suck. They're not going to hit. So 2 hits, one of which is a crit.
Yes.
So... Sword number 1's a 5 plus 5, 10 damage. And 2d8s for the second attack. 2 5s plus 5, 15 damage. And he just shouts at her, "Just die, Brigitte!" And that's the end of that one. Now it's the Rhino's turn. Yes, I am beginning to name my NPCs after the Von Trapp family. All right. Rhino's turn. She's going to try to smash her head back into you again. So those are just straight rolls?
I think so.
Okay, hang on. We've got the canceling out prones. You've reckless. Got reckless, so that's advantage for her. But
did
she's at disadvantage because of the grappled. Disadvantage
because
no,
of the grappled?
She's
not. The fear went away.
The fear went away.
So
fear's
she
done.
Have,
so she's got
advantage.
Oh.
Which I didn't think about.
One's a non-nat 20.
That hits.
Right? She's a plus 10, right? Yes. So that one hits. You take a 19 bludgeoning.
So, 9.
Second one's also a non-nat 20, so you're going to take another 9.
So, 18. And now I'm looking a little rough.
And she just goes, "Let me go and you live." And that's her
I
turn.
Live now.
And that's her turn. Bastion is going to focus on you because you're holding his commanding officer.
Fair. I'm tanking on the ground.
So he's got advantage.
Yep.
I'm having a hard time deciding to try and smash her or heal you.
18 plus 7, 25 to hit.
Yep.
So that's going to be 13 damage reduced to 6.
Yep. Okay.
And the second one is an 11 plus 7, 18. That does,
that
not,
does
hit.
Not hit.
Okay.
If my second wind had been better, I'd be all right for a while. I think I can make it another turn.
All right. And that's going to be his turn. B. No. Yes. B.
Geese.
Geese.
Hooves.
Hooves. Why are you rolling a d4?
That's my little marker.
Oh.
It doesn't hit.
Advantage. That's all I.
That's worse.
That's all I say today.
That's all I say. You have advantage.
Disadvantage.
Arug,
so the disadvantage.
Arug gave his life for your advantage.
Are you good, or can I try and smash her again?
Yes. Those are both the same question.
Interpret it how you will.
Okay, I'll smash her.
Okay.
Smash her with the thwacker. Okay.
Advantage.
Wow. Wow.
28?
To hit? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Although, she's got a 20 AC. She gets a plus 2 from Bastion, then a plus 5 on a parry. So, you know, that still would hit. So, she's...
12?
12 damage. Okay.
Yes. Right. Next hit is a 24.
Advantage.
24.
Okay, she's going to use her parry on that one and negate that. So you said the first one was, what, 14 you said?
Sure.
What did you say? I can't.
16. 12.
It was 12.
Fuck it. What was it?
It was, I think 12. It was 12.
All right.
How much do you think we can get away with over here?
A lot, because my memory sucks. My short-term memory is worthless.
I've just Samesies. Been trying to put Rhino in a sleeper hold. I don't know what you mean.
Okay, my turn is done. Aruga.
And Bastion's fucking worthless if you guys... I mean, he's hard to hit, but he does no damage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that your turn?
Aruga's turn.
You're up.
No, I'm on the ground.
Correct.
Every round.
Elk, moose, creature.
It's your own moose.
22.
22 does not hit.
Well, it matches, doesn't it?
No, she gets a plus 3 from Bastion, so she's a 23 armor class.
I thought it was a 22.
Okay. Yeah,
you rolled 23, you matched. That's how you hit last time.
Okay. I'm going to have the boar attack.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to have the boar and weasel. I use my bonus action to tell them to help me, to give me advantage twice.
Oh, my God. You can't have double advantage.
I know, but it's just so I can cancel
You're canceling out
one of the disadvantages.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Just roll dice and tell me what it is. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Advantage. 28.
28 hits.
Finally. So sneak attack. Doubled.
Jesus.
Regular
fucking
dice.
Christ.
Doubled. Distracting strike. Give me another dice. D8.
Fuck.
That's also doubled. Nine.
This is the ridiculous shit show that I wanted it to
12,
be.
12, 17, 21, 27, plus 9, 36, and the next attack against her that isn't from me has, guess what, advantage.
you said 36 total?
But that's double advantage because she's prone.
You said 36 total for the damage? Okay.
And for my second attack.
The fuck, really?
Fuck me.
Brigitte the Rhino.
Wait. That was not supposed to be a crit, was it? I said it was a 28, not a crit.
Right.
That's all wrong.
Oh, goddamn.
Shit. 30.
Okay. Plus 36.
That's why I was asking for one dice. That's I shouldn't have. Here. Man, just because that's the last time I hit her. The last time I hit her, it was because I had a crit, and I didn't think I could hit her otherwise. Sorry, I got overexcited. I got so excited.
You still definitely hit.
Let me add.
Yeah.
So 1d8 weapon, 1d8 from distracting strike, 1d6 from sneak. And that's not nearly as good as how they went.
I didn't also have a bunch of multi-classing ideas. I'd say fuck this from now on.
9 is... It's actually 22 points of damage.
22, okay.
And then second attack.
Slightly more reasonable. Regardless, the rhino does spit up blood as you do that.
Second attack sucks.
Okay.
That's it. I'll just stay.
It's Malik's turn. Does he have advantage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
He's got double.
One of those hits. One of those. 28 plus 7, 25. Hasn't come back to her turn yet, so yeah, that hits too. Yeah. Fuck, all three of those hit. Hell yeah! Hey.
Should have done menacing, probably.
3d8s. Two of them are going to be plus 5. One's a plus 4, so plus 5. Plus 5, 4, 5, 9, plus 10, 19, plus, so she's fucking dead.
Yeah!
Malik just kind of swings his swords, and brings both of them down, goes right through her chest plate, and it doesn't go all the way through. Goes right through her chest plate, and she just coughs up another gout of blood, and then it just kind of oozes out from her breastplate, and he's very angry because this sucked for him, and he's just going to kind of pull him apart a little bit, open up the chest wound, and then pull him back out. You should not have followed my sister.
You should have followed me. And by me, I mean him.
And the rhino is dead.
Hey, Bastion, want to change sides?
I will give you a gold coin to be my friend.
Roll intimidation, persuasion.
Plus great. 8. Nat 20.
It's a 14 minus
plus
1.
Plus 8.
Bastion looks very warily at you, having just watched his commanding officer die. You said Nat 20. Fuck. And again, keeping his tower shield in front of him, and it just slowly starts to back up. He does move out of your melee range. Is anybody trying an attack of opportunity?
I'm still holding on, not necessarily knowing if she's dead or not.
Malik just holds his swords up, like very defensively, just watching Bastion slowly walk away. And then once he gets about 50 or 60 feet away from you, he turns around, stands up to his full height, and then keeps walking.
Oh, come on, we could have had him on our team. I thought I had him.
She's dead. Very, very dead.
Does she have any cool stuff?
She probably does. She is a rhino.
Can I have her hat?
I already have antlers.
I can have her hat? That'd be so fun looking.
Does she have anything interesting?
Roll an intelligence. Investigation check.
Good.
Investigation. 19.
So 13 minus 2. In 11.
Her big old fucking club is a plus 2. If you want it.
No, I can't.
Do you want it?
And her hat.
And you can take her hat. Her hat's just a normal, like, plate helmet.
But it's got a rhino horn on it.
Sure, I'll say you can roll that as...
It doesn't have to do anything. It just looks cool.
Yeah, sure, you can take it. Fuck it.
And, cool hat.
Let me pull up her picture so you know exactly what I'm talking about here.
Is it a club?
Like it's a mall.
Oh, it's a mall.
And I was thinking of having a mall.
Is a mall... That's a two-hander.
Correct.
Okay.
Rhino hat. I'm going to be so confused when I play this character again in 12 months. Like, here. Why do I have a rhino hat?
There's basically your stats. But the mall that you write down, make it a mall plus two.
I like that hat.
Yeah. And the hat, I'll give you another plus one on the hat if you want to use it as an improvised weapon. So you can do strength plus two instead of strength plus one.
Charger with that horn would be pretty badass.
I have a new fairy character. Cool. And the mall is a plus two?
Correct. Did she have any bread?
Or food? With that investigation, yeah, she had some rations. There's some hard tack. It's close to bread.
Yeah. I'll take whatever food I can.
Sure, yeah. She's got hard tack, some dried jerky, actually a couple of slices of fruit.
Good. Yeah, I eat some.
Yeah, there you go.
And I sit on the ground. And I talk to the boar and weasel. And I tell them, thank you very much for your help. You should go free. Live in the woodlands. This land needs healing. And many of your brethren have died.
So the weasel kind of scampers up on top of the boar.
I give him a piece of parting fruit to Timon.
Takes it and starts munching on it. And the boar kind of looks up. The weasel kind of throws a little scrap of it down in front of the boar. And then they ride off into the forest.
No worries.
Okay. Malik sits there, just heaving. I can't believe we lived.
That was fun. Look at my cool hat.
Fun.
I always have lived.
I have been in absolute abject terror of that fucking hat for 15 years now, and
I should paint daisies on it.
Suddenly, it doesn't look so scary
anymore. I should paint daisies. I'm gonna paint daisies on it except when we get to another town.
That is a fucking hat.
No. Emphatically waving his arms, just like he doesn't even put his swords away. He just drops them. No.
I look at Blarg.
No, but I am going to still paint daisies on it. Apparently she's now got a hick accent.
That's fair.
This is cool.
Well, looks like I should have thrown some more at y'all.
We should sit in the dirt for a while.
I would happen to agree.
You need some happy healing pets.
If I roll in the dirt for an hour or so, I should feel better.
Oh, that explains. Yes, you should. But, I mean, happy healing pets would be just as effective, I presume.
Do you need some?
No, I'm actually quite fine. I got hit once, but it wasn't that serious of a wound.
I didn't get hit at all.
I got hit many times.
Bully for you.
Actually, I thought they were bully for you since they're trying to get you.
They were, weren't they? But I thought the rhino was going to kill me, and then I thought Bastion was going to kill me, but that all went rather smoothly, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost as if whatever God put these in our way is pretty much a fuck-up at what he does.
No, man, that was a great fight.
It was so much fun.
I got hurt a lot.
Again, do you need healing?
I could take a few pets.
Give him some pets.
Then I will take a rest if it is all the same to you.
25 lay on hands?
Sure. That'll get me to half health.
I can give you full 50.
No, I don't know if we got anything else, but... can I roll some hit dice?
Do we have sure. We got time for a short rest.
All right.
You guys will be like a half hour late into Slaver's Bay, but...
Unless Scorch shows up.
Trust me, the ship will wait for me.
Okay.
Let's use my 12.
Damn, that was like 7 or 8 rounds worth of combat, so all that happened in less than a minute.
Yep. Oh, man. 5 plus.
Oh, while we're sitting here, I'm going to go look at this puddle of mush back here. Blood Mage.
Puddle of what?
Blood Mage.
Oh. Yes, he's... I probably wouldn't touch anything on him.
Okay, I'll use a stick.
He was quite the researcher into diseases.
I'll use a stick.
It's your funeral.
I'm looking for a money pouch or something.
Okay, roll another investigation check for me.
Investigation, that's plus one. 15. Does
you do find a purse. It's got about 60 gold in it.
How long did that aid last?
8 hours, 3.
So that's gone, probably, right?
Not yet. Got another couple hours.
Well, I'm over my normal max health now.
Goodness gracious, this is a rich character, too.
Yeah, I've got 250 gold I could write down.
I got 335 gold I can write down.
I assumed I had none at the beginning. The sun is beginning to move further in the sky. I was about to say set, but then I realized I didn't know what time it was.
Nope, it's not even noon yet.
Oh.
They hit you guys in the morning. Yes, I think it is about to be, maybe midday. I know we've been sitting here resting. We may as well break out the food again.
Okay.
Now that is a good idea.
And I'll say that all fits into your hour-long short rest as some lunch and
the fruit.
Yeah. I can't believe the rhino's dead.
But look. There.
Big grin.
You should believe it.
Pointing at my hat.
Because she is there on the ground.
Oh, I understand it. It's just... She's been such a source of terror in my life. It's difficult to let go of the fact that she won't be there to torment me anymore.
Hey, now you can start your new life without fear.
Maybe you are a gold piece and not the silver piece you thought you were.
I'm not sure I believe that, but I believe I've found a couple of gold pieces.
You did? Where?
And you two, of course.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Surprised you didn't get the metaphor. I assumed he wouldn't.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted right now. I'm patting my elk geese. Good geesey.
That's fantastic. You know, if once we get to Slaver's Bay, I'm not sure what the two of you have as far as commitments goes, but I would be willing to extend your contracts in perpetuity. You are becoming quite useful.
I have enough bread for a lifetime.
This is true, but think of all the other things you could buy. If not, of course I understand, but... I mean, you've literally saved my life 3 or 4 times now. And I like to keep people around me that save my life. Huh. Especially with my sister still out there.
Why don't we just go find your sister?
I'm starting to believe that might be possible. But... I still am not sure that I want her dead. She is still family, despite her many failings.
Larg is having a hard time deciding between more fun and helping heal the land.
That is, of course, a decision only you can make.
That's why she's just sitting there staring off in the distance and making faces and...
I would say it's, again, it's that beautiful mind cutaway, but instead of all the graphs and charts, it's like crayon drawings.
Lots of daisies thrown in there.
Trees. A couple of birds.
So why are you going across the water?
Because if I go home, I have the city guard. I have... some modicum of safety, because my sister will not dare cross my father. And where my father is relative safety.
Where Blard and I are is real safety.
I agree, which is why I would love it if the two of you would come with me to Eichnia and provide
me... Why don't you stay with me? The woods are safer than the road.
Unfortunately...
Well, except for by the Blight. But I think that's better now. Everything started dying.
I can't leave my people. I understand that things here are...
People are not here.
No, but they are there. And
so
if
you have left them.
I can't be away from them for long. Oh. If I do, Father dies. Sabine kills Yannick. And Sabine becomes the Duchess of Eichnir. And then my people will suffer. As I could not possibly imagine. As long as Father is alive, and as long as I am there to keep blocking her in Parliament, Sabine is effectively toothless. Powerless. To harm the innocents that live in my city. I've already been gone for too long. Father sent me on an errand here, and I have been greatly delayed because of the troubles here.
I could grow the daisies, or I can have more fun. That tree was really cool.
I do not think we can go. Blarg and I are lovers.
What?
Oh,
I love the water from the stream, and Blarg loves the daisies of the land.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
I'm still disturbed.
Why?
That... Yeah, we're not.
You know there are daisies and water in where I'm from as well.
Yeah, but did you guys have a blight over there?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Well, that's why I was here, because I thought I was supposed to be helping everything go green again.
I understand if you have reasons that would keep you here, but...
But that sounds like a lot of fun.
Do know that the offer is an open one. Should your priorities ever change, you are, of course, welcome to join me.
Meaning he's having lots of fun and he wants to continue planning encounters.
No. You've impressed a noble. Let's be nice to the poor dungeon master.
All right, let's just go to Slaver's Bay for now and we'll think along the way.
Very well.
Okay.
We should be... Definitely on alert, because if I know my sister, she still has some sort of a surprise in order. She will not be happy that we've killed her.
Probably the fire boy.
I would imagine. She will not be happy that we've killed the rhino.
I like my hat.
Well, I like it as well. Are we ready to go?
Yep.
Get up on the...
Very well.
Well, I'll sort of run alongside you guys for a while and send my moose out into the woods a little bit to keep watch beside us.
Very well. Come here, Atticus. He hops back up on his horse. So, you begin to keep going, and you're about maybe an hour or two from... Slaver's Bay, and it is starting to get dark, because between the combat and the short rest, you guys are moving into more of the evening hours. Would you like to rest, or would you like to keep going?
We're about an hour away.
About an hour or 2 hours.
How dark is it?
It's starting to get evening time. I mean, it's dark. The Steve Moon is out.
Okay, so there's some light.
Has it been 8 hours since breakfast?
Yes, over, because you guys did the last short rest at lunch.
Yeah, we ate lunch. We had fruit.
Eight goes away.
Yes, eight is is gone.
So, normal health. Blarg?
What?
It is becoming night.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's face is in the sky and bright.
Hey, Steve!
I do know that my ship will, of course, wait for me until the morning, but I shouldn't want to push my luck too much out here. If it's to come to a vote, I would, of course, like to keep going.
Okay.
That was fairly easy. Are we all in accord?
Sure.
Until we reach Slaver's Bay, I am not released.
No, but you have a choice on whether or not we rest for the evening or keep going.
I have never been. Is it far?
It's maybe another hour.
An hour. Sure. I know what that is.
All right. Well, then we shall continue on. So you ride, and you don't get far, because I have to have at least one more encounter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm happier than what was coming to mind.
And then, as you're riding along, it starts to look like daytime again. There's no sun in the sky, but everything, there's some very powerful source of light coming from just ahead. Do we keep going?
That was a long hour. So I think it is morning.
Do you think we can cut through the woods around Torch? Because I think he's ahead.
No, that won't be the Torch.
What is it?
Beacon was the other one?
I think it's my sister, actually.
Oh yeah? Can we go play?
You know, I would normally say no. However, you have surprised me again and again.
Remember, we won't kill her yourself.
I'm not sure how to take that. But if you mean you won't kill her, then I would very much appreciate it.
That is not what I meant.
I don't want my sister to die.
Well, then, she should move off the road when we approach.
Perhaps.
I only have a +8 to intimidation.
And I'm wearing the rhino's hat.
Do we keep going?
Else we take the woods. The woods are safer than the roads.
I would very much like to at least try the woods.
Okay.
All right. Everybody roll stealth checks.
You, I don't know, I have a regular roll. That's pretty good. I got a 17.
What is it, plate mail wearer?
Three.
All right.
On par. Every time I've had to roll stealth for her, it's always been under 5.
Yep. All right, I'm going to write some stats down for no particular reason.
I wonder why.
Passive perception.
Yeah, mine's 13.
Throwing it out there, 20.
Oh, yeah, my passive insight is 18. Ah, smart. S-M-R-T.
You are loud, Blart.
What? I may be of the ancients, but I'm not that quiet. Yeehaw!
What was that?
For one who is to heal the land, you know not how to move through it.
I just make it grow better.
Fair.
So as you're walking...
Tromping,
yes. You're stepping on branches, your armor's creaking, you guys haven't gone nearly far enough around to make this to where
I've got Thwacker and Roll.
Yeah. The forest sort of lights up with a giant fireball again. Not on you, but she's clearly upset. And it burns away all the scrub almost immediately, leaving a fairly decent clearing, maybe. See, fireball's 20-foot radius, so it's a 40-foot clearing of burnt, charred ground. And she steps into it. She's been crying. Probably not sadness, more of the rage variety. Her hair is frazzled. Her hands are balled up and on fire, and she's just staring at all of you. Why couldn't you just die, brother?
I got a cool hat!
Yes, I see.
It's spiky. When we get to town, I want to paint daisies on it.
Malik, you know that I can't kill you because of what Father said.
Oh, can I kill you?
No.
Oh, come on, please. It'd be so fun.
No.
I'll bring you back to life after.
I'm looking for a spell.
Part of me wants to do intimidation on that.
Try to circle around a flank.
As you start to move, three what could best be described as meteorites strike into the middle of the clearing. And as my phone goes flying off the table,
wasn't me.
As the flame sort of clears, you see standing up two golden shining armored figures, and one in the middle with these sort of angelic wings flaring out from the back. But what you can do is die to my toys. Go to hell, Malik. And she starts to float, and she flies off back out of the woods. And as the glow dies down, these are not celestial creatures. These are twisted apparitions, humans sewed into caricatures of angels and
undead or fiend.
No, they are still humanoid, but they are humanoids that have been perverted from their true nature. And instead of a divine radiance rolling off of them, instead you see a harsh, charring flame. They are clearly in pain, and they don't appear to really have humanity anymore. The one in the middle appears very feminine. She's got fitted armor on, and she looks at you, looks in y'all's direction, and says, "We dispense the mayor's justice on behalf of the mistress." Roll for initiative.
Yay!
Yes. My consistently good roll of the night is initiative.
Mine's better than yours. Mine's better than yours.
Mm-mm.
Okay, maybe.
So net 20.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, fuck you all.
I'll hold them down.
15 plus 2 is going to be a 7.
This actually works perfect, because isn't this our last big fight?
Probably.
I don't know. Is it? All right, so Aru scored a nat 20.
So 22.
22. What did you score?
Nat 20 plus 1, so 21.
21 for bees.
I'm the bee's knees.
All right. Enemy number 2 goes down here. And what is your dexterity bonus, my dear?
All right.
He's a plus 2. So Malik is going to be way the fuck down here.
Poor little lordling. You
acting right after me is perfect.
15 plus 3, so she's actually going up. Yeah. And with that, Arug, you're sort of already sort of taking an action since Sabine, you were trying to flank Sabine before she flew away. So you were kind of stepping into a run anyways to get to her mm-hmm. before she flew off. So you get to obviously go first. So you've got we'll call it the Valkyrie, is in the middle. Okay. And she's floating.
That's cooler than Bad Angel that yeah. I wrote down on my sheet.
She's floating like maybe a foot off the ground.
Is that Sabine?
No, Sabine's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, she did the bad guy monologue, run away, fight my minions.
Yep. Yep.
So she can fight another day.
Because I'm honestly afraid you guys are going to kill her.
You probably would.
And I'm not ready for that particular thematic element just yet.
But why?
She has a stat block, but I don't want to use it.
Oh, come on.
She could probably get away.
Then she spends the next 6 goddamn years grappled. All right. How do I zoom? Can I zoom on this? That stat block is really fucking tiny. There it goes. And then on either side are these sort of paladin looking. I know I'm not connected to the internet. God fucking.
They adorn their armor and clothing with images of growing things, daisies, to reflect their commitment to preserving life. Leaves, antlers, or flowers.
Daisies.
Hey, Arug, can you help me stick some sticks in my helmet? Later,
hey, so I can look kind of real like southern there, just out of nowhere.
I forgot I was trying to go for country now.
She put that helmet on and boom, brain damage.
Hey, I'm still pretty smart.
Mike can say that, listeners, because yeah. Mike's from...
I'm from Virginia. All right, let's get back to it then.
This
so,
is so fun.
Arug, what's up?
How far are they? They're in the middle of the clearing.
They're in the middle of a 40-foot clearing, so you guys are, let's say, 20 feet.
Can I charge one of... Can I have my moose charge, and then I'll follow, since it's faster than I am?
Sure.
How far away is she from us? Is there two...
The Valkyrie?
Yeah.
Okay, the Valkyrie is about 20 feet away.
Okay.
And let's say both, either one of the, we'll call them crusaders, you haven't moved yet, so you're at the front of the clearing, so they're going to be 20 feet from you. You're kind of around the side, so it's 15 for you, because okay. They're on either side of the Valkyrie.
Well, I don't want to get so that I'm going to go right by them so much, but...
Through them?
No.
You've got enough movement to do whatever you want to.
Valkyrie without the crusaders getting on.
Yeah,
them.
Sure.
So I'll send the...
You come at them from an oblique angle.
The moose first.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I
a 22 to hit.
22 is going to hit.
God. And that gets yeah. ram damage because it moved 20 feet.
My brain right. heard brain damage.
So... 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And she needs to make a strength saving throw. DC 13.
She rolled a 12. Nope.
Is she able to be proned?
Condition immunities, charmed, exhaustion. I shouldn't tell you that. Yes, she can be prone.
Well, then the moose knocks her prone.
He sort of plucks her out of the air and rams her into the ground.
Sweet.
So you said there was 12 points?
Yes.
Okay.
Moose are scary fuckers.
Moose are scary fuckers.
And then as she's still crashing down into the ground, I will rage at the sight of the decimated copse of trees here. And then I will take my... To attacks at her.
Okay.
She's prone.
She is prone.
Advantage.
She is. Oh, God. Here we go again.
Oh, no. That's not so good. 16.
Match.
Sweet.
So you just barely hit her.
That's 14 points of damage.
Oof. Okay.
Second attack. 22. To hit.
That also hits. But she doesn't have any kind of getting all my people mixed up.
Oh, I had advantage, so I can get sneak attack on one of these, so I'll do it on this one. For one. 16 points of damage that time.
16?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and use... We short rested, so I'm going to go ahead and use my action surge right away because I don't know how quick she might try to move around.
Okay.
Yeah. 24?
To hit? Yeah, that hits.
For 12 points of damage.
Okay.
And... A 23 to hit?
Yeah.
I'll make this...
You look so upset.
Menacing strike. That's 20 points of damage.
Okay.
And she has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That burns my action surge.
So we said wisdom save?
Yes. So I want to picture this as basically just four strikes with the... handguard of this rapier.
26.
Yeah.
I'd say that passes. Okay. That's for the frightened, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That will end my turn.
Okay. That definitely hurt her.
She's still prone.
B, you up.
I'll run up there. Look at the two guys flying next to her.
They're not flying. They're on the ground.
Oh. Look at the two guys next to her standing. Look at her laying down on the ground. Take my roll, because it's a rhino maul.
I was like, what the fuck is... Oh, no, I'm disappointed.
And gonna wham it into her.
Oh.
What?
Sorry, I did not look at that. Was that all bludgeoning damage?
It's technically piercing with the rapier.
From non-magic, is that a magical weapon?
Yeah.
Okay, disregard.
But if I'm swinging, it might be bludgeoning because...
Well, I mean, it would have been from non-magical weapons, so it wouldn't have mattered either way.
It is a magical
weapon.
So yeah, weapon.
Disregard my entire...
It's just a plus one right here.
Can I go back to
swing
and roll?
Did I scare you? Yes, you can.
Advantage.
Nat 20.
Yes! Smite, smite, smite!
What he said.
You want some D8s?
Yes, please.
The best combo ever, Blarg.
Okay, you are going to have to tell me how much radiant versus the other.
So you might want to roll them separate.
Yeah, roll them separate, please.
But your weapon damage is 3d8 plus your... Oh, no. You got the roll.
Yeah, it's 5d8.
D6. The roll or d6. So it's
2d6. Okay, so 2d6 and then
an
third.
Additional.
2d6 plus 2d6 plus 1d6. So 5d6. She gets 2d6 normally. That's doubled because of the crit. And then an additional d6 on top of it. So yeah, 5d6.
5d6 weapon, 2d8 radiant.
Correct.
No, 4d8 radiant.
Also correct. Also known as more correct than the first
How
one.
How many d6 am I supposed to have? Five?
Five.
I need one more. Here. I stole one of Arendt's. Okay, 5d6 and 4d8.
Eva, she's stealing your dice.
So d6 plus...
Your divine smite is 2d8, correct? So,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, 4d8 and then 5d6.
And the 5d6 is plus 7.
Yes. 10.
And then Sabine comes 14. Back out of nowhere and starts throwing fireballs like a motherfucker.
Bring it.
21 there.
On the weapon?
Wait. 25 there. That's There's another
on,
d6.
On the weapon?
Plus 7?
Yes.
Okay.
So 25 total from the...
25 weapon.
Yes.
God, this is confusing.
20. Okay.
Do I add anything to the Divine Smite?
No.
Okay.
It's just a straight dice roll.
Thank you for that reminder. That's a 5, 10, 11, 12.
12 rounded down to 6.
Still.
27 total. All right. Which of these are mine?
What is it? Okay.
That's yours. Those are mine.
If the Radiant's halved, it's 31 total.
Yeah, the Radiant's halved.
This is a good start.
Okay, that was first hit. I just realized that. And I'm like, oh, wait.
Advantage.
Whoops, off the table. 15, 25.
25 does hit.
Ridiculous.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so let's
see. I actually worried about this. I was like, this is like, let's see, 6, 5, 5. That's a...
Well,
that's
acting a, first, action surge, yeah. Crit, prone, It's bad news.
8 plus 6, that...
14.
No, the 8 plus 7, sorry. 15.
Good.
15.
Okay.
Do you have an idea of how much damage we did this round?
Well, she started at that. She's ending at that. 120 points.
And then there's Geese.
I mean, you've all hit her. Oh, Geese hasn't gone yet. That was your fucking moose. Fuck.
Come on, Geese.
Advantage.
And Geese is not magical. Geese doesn't count as magical. So she's going to take half
but
damage.
But Geese is a fae.
But his attacks are not magical.
But he That's is true. Magical inherently.
Good for him.
His Advantage. Attacks
are still magic, or not magical.
Damn it. He rolled 5 twice.
Nope.
Geese, you suck.
Yes, now clearly you have all fallen into my trap. Well, is that your turn?
Action surge.
I don't have that.
I took a secret level in fighter.
I am secretly level 11. Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Well, now it's the Valkyrie's turn.
Dun, 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 dun,
She's
dun,
prone. Dun, 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 dun. She can't even use that on herself because it's... Fucking touch another creature. Well, I think she's sort of seeing the writing on the wall for herself, so she's going to...
You want to switch sides?
She doesn't even respond to you.
Come on. We're fun to play with.
I think your mouth noises have no meaning to her.
Oh, two great sword attacks against Blarg.
That's you.
Can she reach me?
You're right on top of her. And guess what? One of them is a natural 20.
Fuck.
And the other one is 23. Does that hit?
Maybe.
All right. So we'll roll the first one.
I finally get hit. Ha ha.
Great sword.
Let's move these out of the way.
D6 is. It's going to be 6 bludgeoning plus an additional 9 fire damage. It's 15 total.
But you take half of the... Well, is it a spell? It's not a spell.
It's a passive effect.
Okay. You take all, I think.
Yeah, I'm resistant to spells.
But this is not a spell. No. This is a passive.
I'm just trying to remember what these things are, because it's my first long time playing.
I'm going to go ahead and roll the damage on my other one, though.
Okay, so how much was it, 15?
It's 15 total, yes. The net 20 was 9, 14, 17, 18, 25, 30, 35 total.
Yeah. These things are cool, by the way.
Thank you. They're not mine. I got them all off of Pinterest, but...
They have a D&D Pinterest?
There's tons of D&D on Pinterest.
Cool!
That's where I find half my character ideas from.
Sweet!
And then she's going to, with her fly speed, basically shoot straight up in the air.
Opportunity attack.
Yep.
She's not grappled anymore?
She wasn't grappled at all.
Oh.
She was prone.
Prone. Okay. Opportunity attack.
Yep.
From my... From geese, too.
It's not advantage. Oh, yeah.
It is advantage. Huh? No, it's not advantage. It would be for you because you're reckless.
Oh, now reckless. Did you reckless?
No.
So but I still, I got a 27, so.
You hit.
Can I roll for my moose, get an opportunity attack?
Is your moose within melee range?
Yeah, come and rammed her.
He got 21 and 8.
He got a nat 20.
Eight does not hit.
Moosey.
Roll damage. All y'all that hit. The 8 did not hit.
Moosey.
16.
Total damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Moose did 13 on that.
She's
crit.
Dead.
And I...
So she crouches down, shoots up into the air, gets hit by a maul and a moose, and then just crumples like a dead dove.
That's when I do 21 damage on an attack.
And the two things next to her are just like, what? You guys want to switch sides?
And again, they don't... They don't respond. Yeah, you know what? Fine. Fuck it. Make a persuasion roll.
Persuasion or intimidation?
Persuasion.
Okay.
Because you're not you're propositioning them. Yeah. You're not in trying to intimidate them.
Am I?
She is wearing the fucking hat. So she is propositioning.
Persuasion, please.
19 plus 3.
They're immune to persuasion. This is my only way of punishing you. Making you roll uselessly.
But the squirrels are convinced.
The squirrels are very convinced. The squirrels of the forest look at you longingly.
And they run in and they bite their toes.
No, they don't. Good try, however.
Oh, I have this ability called Call to the Animals, where all animals within 3 miles come to our aid.
Hey, Rocks I thought fall. That was called Speak with Animals.
Rocks fall, you die.
All right. Wow, I didn't know there were rocks up here.
So.
Nice opportunity attack.
She's dead. The flames that were licking out of her cracked skin just consume her. And so the sort of dead floppy dove just burns up into a pile of ash. And it's the Crusader's turn. One's going to attack Moose Man. The other one's going to attack Daisy Lady. Moose Man is a 10 plus 7. 17 does not hit.
Nope.
What's your armor class?
20.
That's 18. That doesn't hit either.
Shield.
Is a maul two-hand?
Yeah, maul's two-handed. It would have hit you then. Second attack is Moose Man 21, and then it's higher on you, so yeah, that would have actually hit. All right, so I'm going to roll one attack against you, and then two against you.
All right. I don't know which one I want to use now.
Come on. Yes, you do. So, Amy damage.
Who's Amy?
Blarg damage.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be 7, 14... 22 plus 4 fire damage. No, sorry, plus 8 fire damage. So 30 total damage. And then against a rook is going to be 6 plus 4. So 6 bludgeoning damage, 4 fire damage.
All that's halved. So 5 total.
And
little Lord Fauntleroy is up, I think.
Did both of the Crusaders go?
Yeah. One hit me once and one hit you twice.
Yep, and that's their go. So yeah, little Lord Fauntleroy. Fuck you. Malachus Adelheide Greycastle, thank you very much.
He treats his horse all right. He's okay, by
him. Yes, of course he does.
It's a pony.
Malak is going to... These guys don't have... Well, he wouldn't know that. Malak is going to try a Scorching Ray attack. 2 against 1, 1 against the other. Nope and a nope. Wait. What are you, plus 7? Yep, one hits. And then the other one hits. So we get one each. So that's what, 3d6? 2d6. I should have written that down. What is that, 2d6? I'm pretty sure it's 2d6. No, I'm not crazy. No, why am I talking to myself? I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to the audience.
You're talking to myself.
If you're talking to the audience, you're not crazy. No, it's shh, fine. You're fine.
Maya's talking to yourself.
Yeah, it's 2d6 fire. Okay.
Huh?
So one's going to take 5 damage. The other one's going to take 10 damage. Pew, pew.
Hmm. His sister's fire is bigger.
Of course, I told you that already.
This is fun.
I admit she's a much better spellcaster than I am. And he's not going to move closer at this time, because they both seem pretty focused on you, and he's happy with that. Rook.
All right. I will send Oli at one of them, toward the right.
All right.
How far is he from me? From Oli?
You guys were all within melee range of what's her of the Valkyrie, right? So they're all within melee, because they were flanking her.
Oh, they're right next to us. Okay. That's 12.
12 does not hit.
Okay. I will try to bash him with my shield, because that is what I do.
Because, yeah, that's... been the bane of my whole fucking existence this evening.
That is a 30.
A 30?
Yes.
I'm not even going to fucking roll. Because his athletics... What is your athletics? You don't have an athletics skill, so yeah, no, I'm not even going to fucking roll. It's impossible.
Okay. Then I will try to gore him with my antlers.
Just for safety's sake, is this one or two? Is it the one on the right? We'll say it's one. Sure.
I will try to gore him.
So he's prone.
That is a 18 to hit.
Nope. Deflects off his armor.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Then I will try to... I will jump on the ground and try to grapple him.
Another effort.
No. Yeah, what the hell? I'll do it.
Yeah, because sure. Fuck it. Oh, god damn it. I rolled a fucking 2.
This is a 29.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
I pin his Fred. Wings. I pin his wings around his chest. Or did he have wings also?
No, he didn't have wings. These guys don't have wings.
Well, I just grab him under the armpits and start pulling on his sternum.
Heimlich! Heimlich!
Didn't do any damage, but... Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's what that is. All right, is that your whole turn?
Yeah.
B.
Geese is gonna hooves attack.
Geese gonna hooves.
Advantage.
Which one? One or two?
The one that's prone.
All right.
If it's hooves, he must be prone, I think.
If 18 didn't hit, this ain't gonna hit.
Nope.
Okay. I'm gonna heal hands on my head.
All right. Is that your turn?
Yep.
All right. I can go ahead and take enemy three off the board. I hate you all. And enemy one is prone and grappled, apparently, because...
Why not?
This is what I do. Yes, it is. You've officially made a moose wrestler.
Yes. And I didn't even take the grappler feat.
No, you didn't. Oh, God. Just imagine.
It might be in my future.
Yeah, I can tell. All right, so he's prone. You're prone. An attack would just be a straight roll, right? Because you're not raging.
Well, I am raging.
I mean, you're not reckless.
I didn't go reckless.
That's what I meant to say. So he's going to try two attacks at you, empowered with a thunderous smite.
Sure.
Natural 20.
That does not hit.
Don't fuck with me, man. And the other one is a plus 7?
Hmm?
Yeah, he's a plus 7. So the other one would be a 16. Doesn't hit. And that 20 hits, so that's going to be...
This grapple only works if somebody else is swinging.
48. He rolled fairly low. 11, 12, 14 melee plus another 9 radiant.
23
plus the thunder damage, which I should have left up. Smite. It's 2d6 of thunder, so it's 46. 5, 6, 10. 10 thunder damage.
So 33.
And make a...
all of that is halved, so that's 16.
Make a strength saving throw.
Okay, hold on. Let me math. This plan did not work as well this time. You were patting yourself when I was holding this one. That is not the strategy of the fucking hat. Oh, I'm at advantage on strength saves. Rage.
Oh, of course you are.
Plus oh, six three. And a two, though.
Plus three.
So, with my...
Two plus six. Three. What's the plus three from?
Spells.
Or protection. You gain a modifier.
Okay, yeah.
Bonus to saving throws.
Right. So, even with my six, then, that's a 17.
I'm looking for his DC. Where's your DC? DC 15. You pass. So, really loud boom, but you don't get pushed anywhere, and you maintain the grapple.
Just back further into the dirt.
Well, you would have shot out. From, yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
And B looks over or looks down at him and gives him a wink and a thumbs up.
So you kind of see this shimmering energy around his elbow, and he cracks it back into you, and it hits, connects hard,
yeah.
And it kind of goes off, and you from the outside would watch Arug's rib cage kind of flex and dent inward for a second, and then pop back out into place.
He's fine.
But he doesn't roll anywhere. All right, so that's his turn. Second one, standing, is also going to target Arug.
Yeah, this didn't work out well for me, except for to buy her some time.
One's an 18 plus 7, so 25. The other one's a 9 plus 7.
One hit.
Yeah, one hits for an attack. Yeah, 2d8. 7 damage plus, what was that, another? 7 fire. So seven bludgeoning, 7 fire. 14 total, reduced to 7.
Yep.
All right.
I'm hurting.
And then his second attack, 13 plus 7 is a non-nat 20.
That hits.
For the same thing, let's see. 13 plus, that's 13 bludgeoning, 2 fire. So 14 total reduced to 7.
Ouch. It's a good thing we killed her if she could have healed them, because they are tough.
Yes. yeah, that's going to be their turn. Okay, and Malik, who's sitting back, and he's going to burn his other second level spell slot to cast Scorching Ray again. This time all three at the one who's prone. He doesn't get advantage on that.
He doesn't get disadvantage, so...
But...
He would get disadvantage.
You're right, so he's going to go against the one that's standing then. All three... Two of those hit. The third one also hits. Yes, all three hit. 8, 12, 17, 23,
25. Nice.
And that was against the second one. All right. As this fiery energy... There's no resistances on this. No. This fiery energy slams into all three searing rays slam into this one paladin. Even though he's already on fire, it still just sort of stokes the flames and burns him just a little bit harder.